Coach thrilled by heart, belief and pure will in Mexico. Jordan Henderson in hospital after injury in celebrations. A drained and delighted Thomas Tuchel paid tribute to a heroic performance from England after they emerged from Estadio Azteca with a historic 3-2 win over Mexico, handing them a World Cup quarterfinal against Norway. From Story Flow, this is your daily audio brief for July 6th. Brock, July 6th, Sports Desk Live. Here's what matters this hour. Let's get into it. First, from The Guardian Sport, Thomas Tuchel salutes heroic England players and says it feels like winning a final. Many of England's players fell to the turf at the end of a highly charged, emotional night in which they repelled waves of pressure for most of the second half after Jael Quansah's red card. Unused substitute Henderson fell over advertising board midfielder given oxygen and taken to hospital. A historic night ended for the England football team as they beat Mexico 3-2 in their World Cup last 16. Tie was soured by an injury suffered by Jordan Henderson from falling over an advertising board. In the post-match celebrations, Tuchel said the victory felt similar to winning a final and piled praise on the attitude of his exhausted side. Continue reading next. Second, from The Guardian Sport, Jordan Henderson's wrist injury in celebration sours England's win in Mexico. The former Liverpool captain, who was an unused substitute, has been taken to hospital with a wrist injury that puts his participation in the rest of the tournament at risk. Shortly after the full-time whistle, as England's players went to celebrate in front of their fans, medical staff were seen rushing to the vicinity. Henderson was given oxygen and carried off on a stretcher. Continue reading up next. Third, from Sky Sports, Hussain, Australia too good but England were too timid. Sky Sports' Nasser Hussain reflects on Australia's record-extending seventh Women's T20 World Cup title and where things went wrong for England as they suffered an emphatic 7-wicket defeat to the Southern Stars in the Lord's final. And then, fourth, from The Guardian Sport, World Cup 2026, England set up Norway quarterfinal after Mexico thriller Trump lobbied for Balogun red card reversal live. World Cup news and reaction as last 16 continues. Mexico 2-3 England player guide. Email us. Hello football fans, wherever in the world you are. How's the ticker? That was quite the heart stopper we've just witnessed in Mexico City. 5 goals, 2 penalties, 1 red card, 12 minutes of injury time, a febrile atmosphere in a proper stadium and, ultimately, England delight contrasting with Mexico heartbreak. There's quite a bit to unpack from that game, which we'll attempt to do here, and plenty of other news to catch up on from a rather wild day at the World Cup, including the day's other last 16 game between Norway and Brazil. We'll also look ahead to matches 93 and 94 of this World Cup, the small matter of a Spain v Portugal clash, and then the co-hosts USA v Belgium, a game which Fuller in Balogun will, against all normal convention, feature in. Continue reading next. Fifth, from The Guardian Sport, Cristiano Ronaldo says this World Cup will be his last video. The day before potentially the final match of his extraordinary international career, Portugal's captain said, "This will be my last World Cup." The 41-year-old, who has played in 6 World Cups, is expected to line up against Spain in the last 16. "God willing, tomorrow is not my last game," he said. "I'm not missing anything. God has been generous to me. I won't be more Cristiano or less Cristiano if I win the World Cup or not." Continue reading up next. 6th, from BBC Sport Football, England win thriller against Mexico to reach quarterfinals. Jude Bellingham scores twice and Harry Kane scores a penalty as 10-man England hold on for a thrilling 3-2 victory over Mexico in the last at the Mexico City Stadium to set up a quarterfinal with Norway. And then, 7th, from The Guardian Sport, England's 10 men hang on after Kane penalty to beat Mexico in World Cup thriller. File it as England's finest World Cup knockout phase victory since 1966. There have not been a huge number of them, only 9 previously, each a gripping drama in its own right. Yet it was the context of this one that set it apart. England stepped into the mayhem of the Estadio Azteca, a venue that contains a very particular ghost for them, to face the full force of the Mexican nation, plus a team that almost never lose here. Javier Aguirre's men brought flawless form to the showpiece, 4 wins out of 4 so far at the tournament, their tournament. It was the co-hosts' grand send-off from their own turf, arguably the biggest game in their history. An unofficial final for them. Continue reading next. Epping footballer Nathan Fitzgerald, 27, remains in hospital after hitting his head during a game in Lala on Saturday. A suburban Melbourne footballer is receiving end-of-life care in hospital after a horror head clash saw him fall to the ground and hit his head on a covered cricket pitch. His clue. B says. 8th, from The Guardian Sport. Melbourne teacher receiving end-of-life care after horror head clash during suburban football game. High school teacher Nathan Fitzgerald, 27, was taken to Royal Melbourne Hospital on Saturday after the incident occurred during an Australian rules football game in Lala, in Melbourne's north. Continue reading up next. 9th, from The Guardian Sport. Erling Haaland hails one of the sickest days in Norway's history after beating Brazil. Coach calls it greatest day in country's football history. Neymar appears to announce Brazil retirement. Stale Solbakken called it the greatest day in Norwegian football history, while Erling Haaland labelled it one of the sickest. One thing is for certain, however, Norway are through to the quarterfinals of the World Cup for the first time after deservedly beating Brazil. A late brace from Haaland decided the contest, with the final score 2-1, and immediately caused chaos back home. Tens of thousands took to the streets of Oslo in the early hours to celebrate, including an impromptu gathering at the Royal Palace, where fans were greeted by Crown Prince Haakon, who was wearing a Norway scarf. Continue reading and then. 10th, from BBC Sport. Football. Sportsmanship in question after decision to suspend Balogun red card. BBC Sport World Cup pundits Wayne Rooney, Joe Hart, and Micah Richards react to the decision to suspend the red card shown to the USA's Florian Balogun during their round of 32 tie with Bosnia-Herzegovina. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow.